Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Dar Jamal, print reporter, also taking a lot of photos in Iraq, one of the bravest people we've been studying who's been over there, seen just amazing things, will be joining us coming up in the next segment. Then coming up in the third hour, we have John Sharp, and he is, of course, the publisher of Neocon. Again, he's got a lot to talk about with the New World Order with us. More developments on the port situation, more developments on the Iran situation, a lot of police state news I want to get into today. But right now, let's go to your calls. Wyatt in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Great. Listen, you were talking about the National Security Act and the NSA and the spying and so on and so forth and what's really going on. Jerry Bruckheimer, you know how he is involved in with the government and
BBC
military.
Has reported he's a Pentagon agent, and he even produced the Saving Private Lynch baloney.
Right. In the movie he did, Enemy of the State, he put an interesting clip in there. I'd just like to play it for you. It's only about 30 seconds at the most.
Sure, go ahead.
Vote for it. I know you can't. Just release your people. Let them go the way they want.
Telecommunications Security and Privacy Act. Invasion of privacy is more like it. You read the Post? This bill is not the first step to the surveillance society. It is the surveillance society.
A liberal hysteria.
Oh, listen, I'm not going to sit in Congress and pass a law that lets the government point a camera and a microphone at anything they damn well please. So, look, I don't care who bangs him.
That's it.
And then they kill him when he doesn't go along with it.
Right. But it's just interesting because it has a lot to... I mean, Bruckheimer puts a lot
in that film, whenever the computer comes up inside their safe house...
Right.
The former NSA guy has to live in a wire cage just to
right.
do secure communications. And, folks, that's how it really is. And then the computer comes up 911. No big deal.
Right, yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? But anyway, it's a sad situation. Right now, I mean, I only live 5 minutes from NSA.
Fort Meade
and NSA. And so watching that movie, of course, kind of had a little bit of a local flavor to it. So and it points out a lot of good things. But, you know, Bruckheimer and Hollywood actually puts out a lot of information that things that are coming, things that are they're into, and they introduce it to us, and so it's not new news.
It makes it more palatable at
yeah.
a subconscious
yeah.
level.
Well, Alex, I'm going to let you go. Let's get some other callers in. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Wyatt. James in Maryland. Another call from Maryland. Go ahead, James. He just hung up. Well, you know what? We're going to hold off on calls for now. We got Dar Jamal coming up here in just a moment. But, yeah, I mean, they come out and say, oh, all the big phone companies have NSA hooked into the, quote, switches and the hubs. Yes, that was passed federal law, federal funding in 1996, and I was an evil right-winger when I criticized Bill Clinton for doing it. And now Bush is doing it, and I'm an evil liberal, evil. No, I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in a free society. I'm against Clinton handing over ports to the communist Chinese. I'm against Bush handing it over to the UAE because it's a sweetheart deal and the federal laws weren't followed, and because people inside his administration have engaged in federal crimes, taking money from the very company and then sitting on the boards that signed off on it. And that's the rest of the story on that. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We wrote some big articles about that. Paul and I did yesterday. He did a great job. And so if people want to know the truth about the UAE deal, they can go read it right there. Now, when we get back, we'll talk to a gentleman who is just an amazing reporter, incredible courage. Dar Jamal's Iraq dispatches have been read by tens of millions. They've been syndicated all over the exploding alternative media and even some mainstream media. And so we'll talk to him, and then we'll also get his take on who benefits from the very mysterious shrine, the Golden Shrine being blown up. Who stands to gain from that? It's all coming up. Massive 2 hours straight ahead. Strap yourselves in. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If you go to InfoWars.com, you can link through to DarjamalIraq.com. Darjamal's Iraq dispatches news from inside Iraq, wary of the overall failure of the U.S. media to accurately report on the realities of the war in Iraq for the Iraqi people and U.S. soldiers. Dar Jamal went to Iraq to report on the war itself. His dispatches were quickly recognized as an important media resource, and he is now writing for the Interpress Service, the Asia Times, and many other outlets. His reports have also been published with The Nation, The Sunday Herald, Islam Online, The Guardian, and The Independent, to name just a few. Dar's dispatches are hard news stories, have been translated into French, Polish, German, Dutch, Spanish, Japanese, Portuguese, Chinese, Arabic, and Turkish on radio as well as television. Dar reports for Democracy Now!, the BBC, and numerous other stations around the globe. Dar is also a special correspondent for Flashpoint. Dar has spent a total of 8 months in occupied Iraq as one of only a few independent journalists in the country. Dar uses the DarJamalIraq.com website for his popular mailing list to disseminate his dispatches. And he joins us to talk about who benefits from the shocking destruction last week of the shrine in Iraq. And he joins us to talk about the mass murder and the wickedness that he's witnessed and his take on 9/11. I've heard him on other shows here on the network, and he is spot on. And I am really admire people like Dar who have unbelievable courage to go over to Iraq and to risk their lives to bring us real news. Because on the eve of the war, and we have mainstream articles on this, very proud of it, the Globalists are. They said, we're going to kill reporters that, quote, give out intel that could hurt us or that get in our way or that are embeds. And they pulled tanks up in front of the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad and fired with the Abrams in it, blowing up the Reuters reporters. I mean, they drive up the Reuters reporters and machine gun them. They drive around just murdering people, and it's been all over the news. And, I mean, this is total crime. This is total evil. It's just like in 1991, they bombed all the water treatment and power plants. It's all breaks every convention of international and federal law, but the globalists in control of our government, these imperial builders, these empire builders, they are saying they are the law. And they say they can torture small children in front of their parents. This is in presidential documents. They say they can arrest Americans and hold them in camps and torture them and not give them trials. We now learn thousands have been flown out to secret torture centers around the world. We are entering hell itself. Now major publications are talking about how they're building FEMA camps run by Halliburton for American citizens. We're entering the ninth circle of hell. It's really happening. We have a chance to stop a new Nazi Germany type takeover in America. We're not shutting up like the Germans and the Soviets did in past evils. We are not going to roll over like the Chinese people did to Mao. We are going to fight this system. We are going to expose it. This is America, and we're all not these little creatures that sit in their easy chairs watching ball games, sucking their thumbs, drinking Schlitz malt liquor. We are not going along with this. We care about this country. We don't want to be part of an evil empire. We don't want our blood and treasure and our young people to be used in these nuclear battlefields filled with DU for this sick empire of a bunch of pathetic chicken hawks. All right, that's enough of a rant. Dar Jamal, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and let's just go through kind of a thumbnail chronicle of when you first went to Iraq and what you witnessed there and the reality of the planned, admitted genocide, the destruction of the oldest civilization on the planet.
Well, as you just discussed in your lead, I was watching the media coverage of the situation in Iraq and the mainstream media back here in the U.S., and then comparing that to what I was reading via the internet in foreign news sources and alternative media, and it was as if I was watching two totally different situations. And I saw this coverage widen, the gap in the reality I saw over there versus how it was being portrayed over here. I saw that widen over time, on up through the invasion itself, and then continue to even worsen during the occupation, and today I can say it's as bad as ever. But that's what prompted me to decide, well, I'm gonna head on over there, because it was very clear to me. I was reading, it was clear that this war was not about weapons of mass destruction. It was not about links to 9/11. It was simply about expansion of the American empire. And I felt that one thing I could do is to put a little truth information out there for people to read. So I went over there and reported on how it was actually affecting human beings, Iraqis on the ground and U.S. soldiers when I got the chance. And so
I
went over there the first time in November of 2003.
Now, years ago, you reported about how most of the newspapers were fake fronts. People laughed at you. Now it's admitted that almost every newspaper in the country, that the articles are actually written in New York and in D.C. by publicity firms and PR firms using folks that can write in Arabic and understand the culture. Turns out that it's a Pentagon fraud, and that reporters who don't toe the line are given 30 years in prison by the new dictatorship they've set up over there.
That's exactly right. It's something that was, you know, not only has this been an invasion of Iraq by the military, but it's been an information control situation which started right at the very beginning during the invasion and goes on up to this day. Just to give you an idea, the U.S.-backed puppet government during the time of the November 2004 siege of Fallujah, Iyad Alawi, the then prime minister, who is, of course, CIA also, actually issued a statement to the media that said the media is instructed to follow the government line on the invasion of Fallujah or face serious consequences. I mean, he reported that in Baghdad just as that siege was launched. So that, coupled with direct violent attacks, as you mentioned, which happened during the invasion and which continue to happen right up until this present moment on reporters who try to get the truth out, that this is really draconian measures being taken to control information coming out of Iraq.
And then they had a chief UN investigator was there, and he said, and this just came out last week, it was in foreign press but never in the mainstream news here, that 1,000-plus people a month are being grabbed and tortured to death. The Army's own documents admit that 75 to 90% of those picked up are families who didn't have their papers in order. They are taken. The children are raped in front of their parents by... And then John Yoo, White House lawyer, says, yes, we're allowed to do this. And he's questioned about it at a CFR meeting. And on tape, he says, yes, we're allowed to do this.
You know, hearing this sort of thing, along with testimonies from former UK Ambassador Craig Murray, the ambassador to Uzbekistan, talking about how the CIA is renditioning people there and boiling them alive, on top of what we're witnessing in Iraq, where over 1,000 people have been killed since the bombing of the Askariya Shrine in Samarra, I just really continue to wonder, how much more will it take? What else do people need to see before they're willing to take the actions necessary to get back control of their government and what's happening in this country? Because we have people being tortured, sent abroad, all of our phone calls, emails, credit card purchases, everything, our knowledge of the government now. I just really wonder how much more it's going to take, because we, at present circumstances, we have 2 more years of this to go.
Well, Dar, the bigger problem is the Democrats are lockstep, the leadership, with this, and some of them are even more hawkish, like Lieberman and Hillary and Schumer and others.
Yeah, the Democrats are, the solution certainly does not lie with the Democrats, that's for sure. Hello? Hello?
Dar, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This never happens except when I'm doing a particular interview with somebody who's been back for Iraq. I'm here in Austin. They're up in Minnesota, and just for some reason, our digital connection just cut out for a moment, so I apologize. Chronicle for us. I mean, go over some of the horrors that you've witnessed, that you've documented for the international press, even things like the BBC that we never hear about here unless it's on your news website.
Well, for example, some of the things that you were just mentioning, we have the deliberate targeting of journalists going on over there. And I think one of the most obvious examples that just off the top of my head, though, is what happened when I went into Fallujah in April 04 during that siege. It was the first siege of that city by the U.S. military. And I decided to go in on April 9th, which was a day, if you looked at the mainstream media in the U.S., it was reported as a ceasefire, that a ceasefire had been declared by the military to try to get negotiations going with the resistance fighters in the city and to allow more civilians to come out. So I decided, well, I knew it would be dangerous, but I'll at least go in on a ceasefire. And when I went in, what I saw was U.S. warplanes dropping bombs in the middle of the city, helicopters strafing, and sporadic fighting all over the place. So, and then once I got in there, I got in on a bus carrying humanitarian supplies to a small clinic. And what I saw at this clinic was one person after another, mostly women and children, being brought in from different parts of the city at different times, all saying the same thing, that they were being shot by U.S. military snipers, a practice which now everyone in Iraq knows is common practice by the U.S. military. Anytime they launch a major operation, they're using snipers very heavily right now in Samarra and especially in Ramadi. But that's what I saw inside Fallujah, and how it was reported in the mainstream media back here was that Fallujah is a town of terrorists. They don't want freedom. They don't want democracy. They'd rather just basically pay attention and be run to criminals and terrorists. And the reality was, it was a city of people that did not want to be occupied, and the majority of the people fighting in that city were people from that city. And, of course, most of the civilians were paying the heaviest price there during that siege, and then, of course, later on in the November siege.
And at the same time, I mean, even before Fallujah, I remember articles in the London Independent 2.5 years ago where they're there with Marines going, watch me shoot this bitch, excuse me using that term, and they blow a woman's head off walking with her 3-year-old holding her hand, and she falls away, you know, and the child starts crying, just weirdo sickos just shooting women because it's fun.
Well, there certainly was a lot of that, and I think you know, every soldier responsible for doing things like that. And I did, like, one soldier I ran into coming out of Fallujah in April said, basically described it as a turkey shoot. And I think all of those individuals should be held to account. But I think, of course, we have to go on up the chain of command to who put them in this position, who allowed this to happen to begin with. And, of course, this goes directly up to the commander-in-chief.
Well, Dar Jamal, combat reporter in the middle of it, 8 months inside the occupation, inside Fallujah while it was being attacked. We'll talk about it more when we get back. Stay with us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
He's been very busy in the last few years, 8 months in Iraq and other parts of the world. Dar Jamal, combat reporter, amazing individual. Links to his website on Infowars.com. Dar, I want listeners to understand that when we tune in and hear neocons giggling and laughing, let's turn the whole Middle East into a parking lot, I'd like them to go look at those children in the eyes and realize that Iraq was supposedly our ally and was set up for a fall, and that when the minions of this system, you know, giggle about shooting children, this is really going on. In fact, in front of a whole bunch of reporters in Baghdad, they just shot a bunch of little kids about a year and a half ago, and the reporters said that they said to the Marines, how do you kill children? I want to kill more, and started going, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, the Marines didn't act like that 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 200 years ago when we fought the British. This is shameful. This is how Nazis act, and I don't want to hear support the troops by supporting this type of evil. Our good name is going down the toilet. Great evil is going to come back on this country because of what's happening. And I remember watching Live Invasion, live cell phone, internet satellite phone feeds off computers, off of the tanks as they drove in down the Baghdad highways, machine gunning bread trucks, cars, people falling out of the doors. I have video of it. There's mass murder right there in front of everyone, almost no one resisting, and they're just running around in a bloodbath. I mean, this is a frenzy of evil. Dar, can you talk about that?
You're exactly right, and I think just, first of all, lining out, I think it's always important to line out how many Iraqis have actually been killed, and of course this is not a big surprise when we look at this in the context of history, that all imperial invasions are brutal. Civilians always pay the highest price, and this one is no different from that. And if we talk about how many innocent Iraqis have been killed, the Lancet report, which came out over a year ago, estimated conservatively 98,000 dead, and I argue that that's far too low for three main reasons. One, it's well over a year out of date. Two, so as not to skew the survey, they did not include areas of major combat operations like the Fallujahs and the Najafs. That's thousands of deaths right there. And then three, and I think most importantly, is what they used for the baseline of this study was the last year and a half of the sanctions. The sanctions were over a million Iraqis were killed. That coupled with, we look at the carnage going on right now, which just continues to escalate, today is no exception, with at least 30 people killed, very conservatively. I think it can easily be argued that there's been a quarter of a million Iraqis killed just since the invasion was launched, not even talking about the sanctions where over a million were killed. So when we look at it in that context, the fact that soldiers come in, they've been essentially given the green light from the top down, from chicken hawks like George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. That trickles down, of course, through the chain of command, and they essentially then are acting on those impulses. So looking at it that way, it's really not a big surprise, and I think that is a trend that, not I think, I know that is a trend that is continuing in Iraq today, and will continue on until as long as the occupation persists.
On NBC in 1997, Madeleine Albright was asked if 700,000 dead Iraqi children was a good price to pay. She didn't deny it. She said, yeah, it's a good price to pay for, quote, security in the Gulf, as if it gives somebody security. Conservative numbers, 1.5 million dead. Official numbers over the 12-plus years of sanctions, still sanction-like atmosphere there, worse than it was before, dysentery, the birth defects from the DU. So conservatively, 1,800,000 dead total. They've gone from, 25 million to down to about 22, 23 million people. This is genocide.
It really is, and I don't think it's a stretch at all to describe it as such, especially you made a very important point earlier talking about the deliberate targeting of the infrastructure of the electrical plants, of the water treatment plants back in 1991.
Iraq was almost a first world nation in 1990.
It was. In fact, that Iraq was such, their health system, just to give you an idea, during the 80s, was the best health system in the entire Middle East. Anyone could go in and get first-rate treatment anytime they wanted for free. Iraq took great pains to send their doctors abroad to get the latest training available. And then that, of course, was crushed at the beginning of the Gulf War and then the sanctions. And now, as you said, it's even worse than during the sanctions now, where if someone enters a hospital in Iraq to be treated, there's an 80% chance that they will leave that hospital with an infectious disease that they did not have when they entered.
What is it like, Dar, to be in those hospitals with those shattered toddlers, their bodies shattered?
It's horrific. I think, without a doubt, it's been the most difficult part of working as a reporter over there is seeing the civilians paying the price. These are people that, keeping in mind that most of these people, they did, of course, not believe the rhetoric that the U.S. was coming just to help Iraqis. They knew it was about oil. They knew it was about strategic positioning. But at the same time, they supported the overthrow of Saddam, and now they're the ones paying the highest price.
I don't know what I'd do if I had to see all those dead children. I've seen the photos, to smell it, to sit there and witness it. I don't want to say what I'd do. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We have become the most disgusting, maggot-ridden bully you can imagine. And the very criminals doing this are going to rape America. We're really the target of this imperial invasion.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
We are carrying two books. They're both voluminous. One is 850 something pages long, the other is what, 400 and something. Each little chapter is full of documents and diagrams and photos by, I don't know, what is there, about eight different authors and authors in Neocon. And Neocon, again, I think it's got over 20 different authors and essays in it. You want to be an expert on the Iraq situation, the Neocons, the criminality here domestically, get Neocon and Neocon again. We have them here in stock here at the bookstore in Austin, Texas, the book and video store. So go to Infowars.com and order Neocon and Neocon again. Get my new film, Martial Law, detailing how the New World Order carried out 9/11, detailing exactly how they did it. We don't pull any punches. Of course, I talked about 9/11 before it happened, saying they would use their asset Bin Laden to, quote, take the blame. after they attacked New York, and I said probably the World Trade Center. That was from sources and my analysis. That's the highest level of intelligence analyst capability, and I consider myself to be a independent. I don't just try to forecast what's going on, but also what is going to take place in the future. We face a real danger of an A-bomb attack or biological release by the military-industrial complex. They've said it's going to happen. Of course, they'll blame it on the Arabs, then have a national draft and bring us into total martial law. The FEMA camps are being built. It is all happening. Yes, I'm sorry it's scary, but it is the reality. You need to get my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. You can also get my new video, The Order of Death, getting into the mindset and the activities of these sickos and why they love death so much. And we carry a lot of other great books and videos at InfoWars.com. So go peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart or call toll-free to order. They can answer your questions and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. That number again, if you missed it, 888-253-3139. Or, last but not least, go to prisonplanet.tv. All 14 of my films are there. My weekly TV show, that's One Best of Austin. It's a pretty good show. That's now available nationwide online. Also, I do interviews every week with people in studio. Those are then edited. Documents are added. We put those up as mini docs, hour-long interviews at prisonplanet.tv every week. Also, all of my best audio interviews, this one here, will be posted there. My book, Paul Watson's book, his e-books, and a lot of other films like Loose Change by Dylan Avery, Loose Change Second Edition. He authorized us to post that to prisonplanet.tv members. Go to prisonplanet.tv today. I think it's over 1,000 pieces of media there now, and the two-year anniversary is coming up in less than a month of founding prisonplanet.tv, and I want to thank all the members out there. You make this broadcast possible. Thank you. You make it possible for us to have four webmasters. You make it possible for us to make films. You make it possible for us to fly to England and cover the government bombings there. Totally documented. We even had John Loftus, former head of FBI and counterterrorism, saying clearly it's the British. I mean, on this show. Folks, we are shifting the paradigm right now on the front lines of the info war. So your purchase does support us. Also, be sure and visit DarJamalIraq.com. We have links to that at InfoWars.com. And when Dar Jamal's book comes out, which he's writing right now, taking a respite to write that in between doing interviews, and as soon as that comes out, we will be offering it. So be sure and support Dar Jamal as well. Dar, it's not cheap to be flying to Iraq and living in these bunkers and living on the streets of foreign countries. How do people support you?
Well, the easiest way is through my website. I do have a donation section there that folks can contribute, and that is essentially how I do fund myself, much like you, that essentially I'm reader-sponsored because that's the way I do stay independent and don't have to make any compromises by working for a corporate outlet.
Now, during the break, I wrote down some notes talking to you of things that you think are important, not, and we agree totally. It's the mosque bombing, the shrine bombing, the Brits in Basra running around car bombing and shooting people, staging it as if Muslims did it, and that's now admitted. And then we also have the situation with the upcoming war with Iran. What do you think is going to happen there, and a lot more? Let's just run through that for people, and then we're going to take calls. Dar's going to stay a little bit with us into the next hour as well. 1-800-259-9231. If it's for Dar Jamal on any of these issues, 1-800-259-9231. Let's bullet point run through them, Dar.
First of all, the mosque bombing, I think it's a very, very important thing to talk about and keep talking about for quite some time. Again, it's important to contextualize it. You look at what happened down in Basra about 9 months ago, where the two undercover British SAS officers were caught by Iraqi police in disguise, wearing dashes, kafias, trying to appear as Arabs in a car full of explosives and remote detonator devices. They were put in jail. They were going to be tried for trying to generate sectarian violence. Instead, the British military literally raised the jail to free them and, of course, have them in custody. As a result, the Brits have lost all contact with the governor of Basra. They've lost even more recently all ties with the Karbala government have been cut, and today two British soldiers were killed down in Amara, which is the city where the British troops were beating Iraqi youths. That infamous video is available for people to see also. So,
I believe they released that on purpose to stir people up, just like the Prophet Muhammad bomb cartoons put out by neocons, we now learn. And that's all part of the P2OG plan to stir up the Muslims and the Arabs and the Persians. It's in the PNAC plan. It's in a 1983 Israeli plan to have the U.S. invade, break it into three or four regions, and have it be endless war because they don't want that to be a strong region.
Exactly, which is the perfect setup to discuss the, what happened in Samarra at the Golden Mosque, where this is a Shia mosque, one of the four most sacred Shia shrines in all of Iraq. And Samarra, of course, is a primarily Sunni city. This mosque has been there for over 1,000 years. Nothing has ever happened to it. Sunnis have protected it. So why, at this critical stage, would they launch an attack on
Samarra? Yeah, I want to point out that there are Catholic churches built in 300, you know, 345 in areas of Iraq that the Muslims all guard as well. They don't run around blowing up anybody's shrines.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think if you just look at the facts, of course, and I think the most importantly is who benefits from this. We've got a government now in Iraq that the U.S. is essentially losing control of. If the Shia and Sunni unite against them, it's basically game over for the U.S. in Iraq. And the timing of this couldn't be better for the Americans, where now there's been massive chaos, massive bloodshed, Sunnis and Shia fighting against each other instead of uniting and fighting against the occupation forces. And then you look at how this demolition of the mosque was done, and I do call it a demolition and not just a random bomb. It was a professional job. You can look at the photos and see that for yourself.
Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise, but we are meant to think it was jawless.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that even the one of the ministers of Iraq has come out and said that this is a professional job, it couldn't have taken less than 12 hours for people to set this up. We have eyewitnesses in Samarra, one in particular who was sleeping in his internet cafe to guard his computers because that's the security situation in Iraq, and he watched people go into the mosque the night before and then leave just after curfew was raised at 6 a.m. the next morning. Of course, 45 minutes after that is when the first detonation went off.
Well, the reports we're getting is that it looks like it was Iraqi National Guard.
Well, of course, that's how they were described, that these people were essentially dressed as Iraqi National Guard. Others were described as wearing all black. Keep in mind, again, how the British officers in the south were operating, trying to appear Iraqi. So I think there's two possibilities here, either that these are some of the Badr death squads that Rumsfeld admitted to training back in January 05, that they were in there setting the bombs with U.S. supervision, or they were covert ops, directly doing the job.
Now, to break this down, one of the major tools of empire is divide and conquer, and that's clearly happening. And in Basra 9 months ago, they caught two British SAS, Special Air Services. That's what the Delta Force and Green Berets are modeled after. And they were running around with a jeep full of plastic explosives seen around the areas of car bombings and then caught red-handed shooting their own police, shooting the Basra police and then blaming it on Iranian Shia forces. And then they actually captured them, and then there was the local mayor said, we're going to try these people. The governor said, we're going to try them. So there was a tank assault on the elected government's jail to spring these two crooks.
Exactly. And then they, of course, were taken back in custody by the British military. And then from that point on, the governorate of Basra has cut all ties with the British military. And that's why now most of the British patrols in the south are being done by helicopters, because that has spread up to Karbala, where more recently that governorate has cut all ties with the British military. They're all demanding that the British withdraw. They're demanding that the Danish troops that are there in Iraq withdraw. And then, of course, today we see attacks being launched against the British in Amara. So,
well, I call this a snowball effect. It's what COINTELPRO did in America in the 60s and 70s. We now have their handbooks have been declassified. You got a few agents, and they'll go kill one black leader and then blame it on the other black leader, and then the black groups will start killing each other. It's a snowball. They just start the ball rolling. They have a few targeted bombings, and then they blame it on someone else to get everybody stirred up, killing each other. And I want to go back here because this is totally declassified. I'm making a film about it. It's a few minutes of this new film I'm making. And this is admitted, okay? This is public. In 1953, Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh was pro-America, anti-communist, driven the communists out, Time Magazine Man of the Year, and he just said, look, we're going to keep a small amount of the oil money for our own country. BP doesn't own it all. And so, literally, the prime minister called up the U.S., said, do something about it. I've got the communiques between them. They say, the CIA controls most of your media. Have your agents in your media. I'm reading this from 1952. go and create fake news that he's a communist and anti-America, and literally Britain orders us, because they're the boss, still are, they order us as the Anglo-American establishment. It's not us, folks. It's not America. It's these globalists manipulating us as an engine of control and empire, and they order him. Go over there. So Kermit Roosevelt, with nine guys and a couple million dollars, goes and hires some of the pro-Shah forces, and they brag. They go bomb a religious cleric, a mullah's house. They then bomb a mosque. They machine gun a crowd during daily prayers. They hand out thousands of handbills saying Mossadegh did it, up with Mossadegh, up with communism, down with Allah, you know, God isn't, you know, just all this incredible stuff. And people bought into it. They rioted. They went nuts. And then they convicted Mossadegh, 3 years in prison, then life and house arrest, chopped the heads off of most of his ministers when they did it. And then Kermit Roosevelt brags about it.
Yeah, and again, it's a really good point of contextualization. This is nothing new. It's been going on since the beginning of the occupation of Iraq, and I think we'll see, we'll certainly see more of it. Because the remarkable thing, though, I think that should be pointed out is that despite widespread violence over the last 5 days as a result of this bombing, that now more than ever we see Muqtada al-Sadr is taking great steps towards keeping Iraq united. Unified, he's sent delegation to pray in Sunni mosques. There's been mutual prayers in mosques up and down the country, and so far they've been able to stave off.
Are the majority of Iraqis, I mean, they're more sophisticated because they've been through hell than most Westerners, but, I mean, are they figuring out who's behind this?
Oh, they're very, very clear who's behind it. The one problem is that their revenge killing is playing into this a lot, so that's kind of outside of the scope of a direct civil war. But certainly, the vast majority of the people there are very, very clear that this is part of the project for the New American Century. There are just direct ties to the
government. And by the way, the British played off the four groups the last time they had taken over Iraq.
I'm sorry, say again?
85 years ago, the British did the exact same thing in Iraq, where they play the different factions off against each other.
They did, without a doubt, and they issued the exact same propaganda that the British can't possibly pull out because Iraq will be plunged into civil war, that basically the Arabs will kill each other. The exact same propaganda is being recycled this time around.
It's incredible. It never stops.
It really doesn't, and I think this, though, the scale and the level and the blatancy of it that we're witnessing right now abroad and right here at home, though, I think is rather unprecedented, that these people, it appears as though they really they're not even concerned about trying to hide anymore of what they're trying to do.
And just like 85 years ago, the Tories, the conservatives, the labor, they're all together on it. Same thing here in the U.S., Democrats, Republicans, almost unanimously for it. The people don't want it in both countries, but our imperial leaders say we've got to go kill people.
That's right, and I think that's really one of the most worrisome signs, is that this country is a long ways off from being a healthy democracy. We've got a government where even today we see Bush's approval ratings down to an all-time low of 34%, and probably will continue to drop, and they just don't care, because as you said, it's really just a matter of time before they start applying the draconian measures they're applying over in Iraq. It's essentially a test ground. They admit,
they call it a laboratory. I ought to send you some of my videos. This is back when Clinton was in office, and it still goes on. I have Marines on video admitting they're training to put us in camps and take our guns. They're having urban warfare in almost every major city of the country to condition the public. They're openly building FEMA camps. America is the real prize here. I want people to understand, all these neocons, all these good old boys, you know, you need to understand, folks, this isn't a joke. They want to set up a dictatorship, and seriously, this is really happening, Dar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your take just on how everything they're doing in Iraq, they're now trying to set up the same systems here.
Well, if you look at, for example, the biometrics that they've used regarding Fallujah after the November siege, they set it up so that everyone going in and out of that city has to get a retina scan, 10 fingers fingerprinted, and then they get essentially a barcode administered to them. And that system is being applied now in other places around Iraq on a smaller scale. Well, now look at what's happening here with our passports. We're going to get chips in them. Even in the last week, we've had a documented instance of two workers having chips inserted in them physically. So it is a test ground. And if we look at how the military is being used there, and, of course, the alarming merging of the military and corporate interests there.
Yeah, and then we
look at what happened in response to Katrina, we have the same security groups operating in Iraq are now operating right here on U.S. soil.
Yeah, along with foreign assets. And for those that don't get this, again, last year an MIT magazine reported how the cameras, the face scanning cameras, the license plate readers, all the stuff going in, federally paid for, was designed by the Pentagon and is, quote, to control the population in a, quote, security grid.
Right. And if you look up, I think another very disturbing thing is if you look at military manuals, and you think this is going to be applied to Iraq and the way that they describe people who resist them, even if someone has a political belief that is against U.S. policy, they can be classified as an enemy combatant.
Sir, in Senate hearings last week, the chairman of the committee, I don't know if you've heard this yet, I can pull it out and read it to you later, he said we need to start arresting and surveilling and going after these war protesters because we're really fifth columnists.
Right, I did read that, and I think that's extremely alarming, and again, that's not a wake-up call.
They're the fifth column. They're the traitors that have seized this country as an engine of their Nazi activities, just like Hitler grabbing Germany as an engine. You are the criminals. You need to be arrested, scum.
Yes, without a doubt, and of course, that is part of propaganda, is twisting the reality around to try to portray the innocent civilians and the law-abiding people and the people trying to defend the Constitution as being quite the opposite. It's another old trick. It is recycled.
Dar, I want to come back and talk to Don and a few other callers that are holding for you, and then we're going to get another amazing American on, John Sharp, talking about similar issues all together, riding shotgun here. And you notice I've never talked to Dar before. I mean, I called him last week and said, would you come on? But no pre-interviews, no nothing. We're on the exact same page. We can finish each other's sentences, whereas the mainstream media constantly lying, new stories every day, twisting, because we're covering the facts, okay? I've interviewed dozens and dozens of soldiers, officers who were there. I've interviewed commanders on air. I've read the reports. I've read the government documents. We're just going off the facts, okay? So you go ahead and laugh at the Iraqis and kill them. It's going to happen to you. You're going to get raped by these same bastards.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Your calls are now coming up. And I don't want the evil that these globalists are doing being in my name. I will not stand by as children and women are slaughtered and innocent people are killed on a lie while a bunch of fat-bellied nobodies sit in their easy chairs giggling about it. Whatever you do comes back on you. It ain't going to be at the hands of the Arabs, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be the hands of this New World Order. Well, this is so sick and so evil. Tens of thousands of tons of DU used in Iraq twice. Birth defects off the charts. Our own troops dying of it. This is so sick and evil. Let's go ahead. We're talking to Dar Jamal. Later with him, we're going to get into Iran and his take on that and his reporting on that as the globalists gear up for that. Don in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, yes.
Where is he from?
Dar, tell him your background.
Actually, I'm from Houston, Texas originally. Yeah, but your family background.
He's a good Texan.
My great-grandparents on my father's side are Christian Lebanese. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I was stationed in Wheelis Air Base, where it's at in Oia. You speak Arabic, I guess. A little bit. Well, you should keep your family tongue.
By the way, I'm so proud of how many Texans are fighting the New World Order. We had two of them in studio yesterday, Alan Pogue and, of course, Don Darling.
Well, anyway, I was going to speak of, for one thing, in Fallujah. Am I still on the air?
Yes, sir, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm familiar with a few mercenary-type people. Well, I'm not one of them.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
In a Class 3 gun stores, if you hang out there, you're going to run into them. They're in different classes. Some of them are, adventurers and kind of Boy Scout guys, like guys that like to hang out in barracks, be military. Then there's some wacko, real psychotic people who like the smell of blood. And you're aware that we have 30,000 contractors over there in Iraq, and a lot of them are, they dig the idea, and some of them have even been given drugs.
I thought it was 60,000 contractors.
Well, I'm just being very conservative.
Dar, how many contractors?
Well, since it's private companies, it's hard to get the figures, but my research, I estimate the lowest number is 20,000 and upwards of 70,000. Well, you're familiar with different names of them, like ISI, Jack Titan.
Right, Custer Battle, Blackwater USA.
Yeah, well, some of those are, they're covering the Halliburton umbrella now to disguise them.
Yeah, they're subsidiaries. So what's your point, please?
Well, that Israel is behind a lot of this and the deception. I'm not against Jews. I'm part Jew. You're very nice to Jew, the Israel, because you can't just put a big brush on the whole thing. But the thing in Fallujah.
No, there are a whole bunch of Israeli contractors in the torture camps and everywhere else. The Marines have caught them dressed up like Arabs killing Marines.
Well, the museum in Iraq was raided and broken into for one reason. If you're an anthropologist or studied Egyptology, there's a lots of the ancient writings that show what happened 5,000, 4,000 years ago.
I think they were stealing it because of its value. Thank you for the call. Angela in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello there. Thank you so very much for speaking with me. I'm the lady that spoke to you.
Will you turn your radio off, please?
Oh, okay. Can you turn that off? Thank you. I'm so apologize for that. I'm the lady that was to speak at the UN quite a few months ago, and I promised I would get back to you, but I was so grimly disappointed with the talk that ended up we having in addressing the group, that it was impossible for me to really get back to you because...
Okay, I remember some vague call about you were going to give a speech at the UN.
Yes, and unfortunately, they were into their woo-woo kind of new age kind of thing.
Okay, stay there, man. I'm going to have to... See, you're kind of having a conversation. I don't mean to be rude with yourself because you're just... I don't even know what you're talking about, so you have to just tell me what it is. You have to tell me what you're talking about. I want to go to Jamie and many others that are patiently holding Dar Jamal, riding shotgun with us. Stay with us. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.